This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pelicans never made a move. Nope. They never made a run. After the Warriors took control in the third quarter, game was never in doubt. Never even got halfway dicey. They were in total control. They beat the Pelicans last night, 104-89. Kuminga, really good. Pods was really good. Didn't shoot it great, but filling up the box score with a bunch of stuff, assists, rebounds. You know, I look at this team, and who helped them win on Tuesday? Lindy Waters.
Yeah.
How'd he play last night? Man, couldn't make a shot. He was 1-for-5.
Yeah.
Okay. No biggie. When you play 12 guys, chances are 4 or 5 are going to play well.
No doubt about it.
And if you have 4 or 5 guys who are playing well, then those are the guys who Kerr's probably going to go with. Guru, how dare you? Congratulate the Dodgers. Don't you know where you broadcast from? Stand down, soldier.
No, I'm a soldier, but I'm going to say this. I put respect on all champions' names. You got to, I don't have that mechanism to where
that's,
I hate like that.
Not really true.
That's why being a Cowboy fan, you don't I have respect love for the Niners because I'm from the Bay.
Yeah, but you don't respect McCarthy even though he won it all.
He's not a team. He's a coach.
Yeah, but.
That was years ago.
But.
I wouldn't take him over Kyle.
Well, yeah,
right now matters.
Because the Warriors, the Dodgers World Series.
Okay.
Does it make the Mickey Mouse ring go away?
Yes, it does.
Did you see Willard's tweet?
Sorry.
I was disappointed.
I did not see Mark Willard's tweet.
We know Willard's down bad, but he goes, congratulations. And I was like, that's my guy, Willard. Congratulate
him. Stuck it to him, though,
to the Dodgers' first World Series championship since 80.
Come on, Willard.
So he didn't count the bubble.
Come
numbers
on.
Numbers are numbers.
I said, Will,
come on.
Hey, Aaron Boone.
What about him?
Wake up! What? Go to the mound! Send the call! How can you just let Cole?
I was beating the 8-1,
and it's a wrap. But us being up 5-0, and then we go, New York Times, they put the end with 3 E's for 3 airs. Like, somebody get a raise.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That is the New York Times?
Well, what's the one that does the...
The Post?
Yeah.
This sucker.
All right. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Who's going to jump start the show? Let's go Will and Marin.
Uh-oh.
What's going on,
the
Will and Marin?
Streets.
Get us going.
Hey there. Hey, guys.
Hey.
So my sense of it is that the advantage is that we've got a bunch of underpaid and underestimated guys on the team. So if you look at how late Trace Jackson Davis is drafted, how late Podunsky was drafted, and then you look at the salaries, everybody's underpaid. The second Jordan Poole is overpaid, it leads to trouble. It leads to dissent. And every single guy has been underestimated. Kyle Anderson, underestimated. Wiggins, underestimated. And the only one even Draymond took a little less money. I think that's a big part of why the attitudes, why it feels so good right now. It's that you don't, when you overpay people, that's why I'm so glad that they didn't give JK the salary at the beginning of the year, because he's still a guy who's making $7 million a year. So they're all underpaid, and there's something about that I think is so central to why things are so good so far.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what you guys think of that.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I'm looking at the salaries right now, and they got three guys who are making a lot of money. Curry, 55, Wiggins, 26, Green, 24. All those are reasonable. And then this is, I think, what the caller's talking about. Melton, 13. Payton, 9. Heald, 9. Anderson, 9. Looney 8, Kuminga 7.5, Moody 5.8, Pods 3.5, Lindy Waters 2, Trace Jackson Davis 2. So I think there might be something to that too.
I'm going to say this to that because I like the call and I agree with it, Stein, and I can already hear your rebuttal to this, but that's how it ended up. And right now it's working. It's a beautiful thing, but I can't ignore the tea leaves. And the tea leaves are, they tried to call Utah. They tried to call the Clippers. And I bring that up because this roster could have been blown up and they would have chose to go that route. Would you have been able to make that phone call that he just made? So the bottom line is, Steph Curry said in the offseason that healthy ego thing was real, just said it not too long ago. And obviously, egos come into play when you got status. Klay had status. But a lot of these guys, you know, are meshing together. Kerr looks like he's just free, is all outdoors, like he's at a Woodstock concert, Stoney. And I like that for him. And it's early. But man, Draymond Green, I cannot ignore what I saw from you at the Kings game in preseason. And now it's not what he's doing on the court because he's a four-time champ. And he said his body hurt after dealing with Zion for 8 quarters. I love that.
I'm sure.
Because he was playing his ass off. But also, he had a moment, I don't know if you saw it, Stoney, with Moody. He got foul called on him, Dre. He didn't blame Moody, but I guess he was telling Moody he could have did something different. So he was talking to him. Then after the first free throw went up, he went over and dapped him. I'm like, Dre, that's all I'm talking about. I don't know what was said, but it was leadership. And then for him to say and call himself out, that's all. I love Draymond Green 2024, 25, Stoney.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if this can continue.
Right.
I don't know if Draymond's going to continue to be a good soldier. But the reality of the situation is, through 5 games, and that's the only sample size we have, this team looks like it's together.
Yeah.
And this team looks like it's really forming an identity pretty quickly. And you got to like what you see. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just do. And you know, you were talking about Markkanen and Paul George, and the first thing that came into my head was, sometimes the best trades you make are the ones that you don't make.
That's real.
And we have firsthand proof of that with Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. The trade that never happened, and the Warriors went on to win titles.
Wow.
So
you went there.
Who knows? I mean, they make that trade years back.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
you might have
changes.
One ring or none.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's go to Mr. D in San Francisco. What's going on, Mr. D? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing,
hey,
man? Just wanted to talk about this Golden State Warriors thing. Listen, guys, I'm happy like everybody else. I love this team. However, we got to keep in mind that they're winning right now. And the real test is going to come when they have a 2 or 3 game losing streak.
No doubt.
And we'll see what everybody is doing then.
Wow.
They're singing Kumbaya now.
No doubt.
They're winning now.
Right. No, that's a great point.
Yeah, and I think we may find that out, how they handle that in the next 5 games. I mean, it's going to be tough to win 3 of those games. Yeah. So I'm with you, Mr. D.
But you can do what you can do.
You got to let it play out.
And in no matter what world or craft you're in or field you're in, Stoney, the old adage in life, you want to get off to a good start, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. But I will say this to his point, because I thought you were going to throw something at me earlier in the green room. You didn't. You're in a good mood. I think you respect where I'm coming from when I say I would just like to see Wiggins and Curry and Melton so we could really.
We will.
But, you know.
It's an 82-game season. They'll play on the road trip.
Yeah.
See,
like, Buddy Hield's the leading scorer right
good.
Now, and I know that's not going to hold up.
He's averaging more than Curry?
Yeah, right, 21.
Because Curry probably only played half that game.
I just, like, to the caller's point, I just want, the quicker they come back, the quicker we can really assemble roles.
Here's my question
that's
to
all.
You. I got a fun bet with my buddy Jay, and he said, you know, who I'll probably talk about this all year, who's going to be better this year, essentially, Buddy Hield or Klay Thompson? Buddy for the Warriors and Klay for the Mavericks.
This is gonna, go ahead. This is going to go a 15-round bout.
I think I'm behind right now.
Yeah,
I have Klay.
Yeah.
And Buddy Hield has been, he played 5 games. He had one really bad shooting night, but that's it.
But you're not worried about Klay because he's had some He's been a plus for Dallas. I think they're happy with him. Obviously, he can shoot a little better, but I'll tell you what, he's letting them fly in Dallas.
I'll tell you who lets them fly. Pods. Man, Pods.
18%. Let's see if that went up.
But that little, I need a nickname for him. He's like a...
He reminds me of a left-handed Nash. Nash was more polished offensively, but
he's like a top. He's like a spinning top. You know what I mean? Those things you spin around, like a little whirling dirt. He's like a little Tasmanian devil. Yeah. That's what he is.
Hey, he took a hard fall almost at the end of the game. You saw that?
I didn't see that.
He was on the ground a little while. Like he fell on his shoulder or I don't know what he had decided.
Yeah, he's young.
Hey.
925 saying negative Nancy. Got to be talking about you.
No, the caller.
The caller.
Yeah, the caller said just, he was kind of Austin. Yeah, the caller.
I got you.
I like what I see now.
You have to.
But By the way, Buddy Hield is leading the league with 24 total makes, shooting 49.5% from three.
Good Lord, Buddy. Buddy Buckets. Oh, my God.
I can shoot.
Dude, he can. Look at you.
He's got a quick
trigger. And we had him on the show.
We did.
Yeah.
That's when it kind of started for me because he walked in. He had a big smile on his face. He was, I like the energy in this room. He must have caught us at a good time.
No doubt. I don't want to bring the party down, but.
Come on, Goo.
Yeah. I got to just come at you and Evan. I remember what I was mad at you about the funeral day I was out. You guys describe my bets as being sucker bets. Oh, my. I didn't want to come out to church. Like. Is that how you look at? Come on, man.
This sucker.
By the way, when are you paying me for that Cowboys loss?
We'll tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I mean, putting 19.5 points on a game. What do you want to call it?
But it's a, Evan.
It's another win. It's
I'm
another
proud
win.
That it was in the balance at 17. It was 27-10. And I'm like, we're one Dak pick away.
You know how in. A lot of times in baseball, like the big club will go down to the minor leagues and play an exhibition, usually in the summer. And that's what making a bet with Guru's like. When the Giants go down and play San Jose for a game.
You didn't pay me a few bets. Warriors road record last year, cha-ching.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, you got caught there.
That was, well, hey.
Jordan Poole averaging 24 on a young year.
Is that all?
I think, watch out for him.
Shots or points?
Oh, that's the 3 points.
Josh is in Arizona. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. As always, love you guys. Love the show. I'll try to make it quick. To me, you guys hit the nail on the head. Six folks in double figures. This team is strength in numbers.
Yeah.
I'm reading John Wooden right about now, and Steve Kerr loves this team. I think the late, great John Wooden would love this team. It looks like a selfless team. To me, that's what hits home. And a quote that comes to mind for me, it's amazing what you can accomplish if nobody cares who gets the credit. That's what I think this team is about so far.
Yeah, I like that.
It continues, but this team looks good. Thanks, guys. Go Dubs.
Yes, sir. Right. Thanks. That's Josh in Arizona.
Yeah.
Let's talk the Draymond Green.
Yeah,
you wanted to hear.
Had you heard this yet, Steiny? Or you heard about it?
No, because I missed the post game last night because I left right after the game because I was
check
on the second
out,
of a back to back and on he and Steph leading the way. Does that sound like it's the one? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know, I know I coming in. I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well. Didn't act well. And, you know, I want to, like you said, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes. And I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big, important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year. It's always a fun game.
Dude, I just want to take my shirt off. Like,
why?
That's all we've been asking for, Dre, for that audio. Like, he gets it.
Well, he gets it now.
Right.
I mean, listen, I'm not here.
But I told you, honestly, this is not about a victory lap. And I don't know who leads the station in cutoffs, me or Shasky. Probably Shasky. But listen, seriously, Steiny, I saw something in that preseason game that made me come in the next day and tell you all. Well, I think I saw something what I might have saw in Wiggins, but I wasn't confident enough to say it. But hearing him say he was bad, he's working on himself. That's all you can ask for. And hey, they're 4-1.
I mean, I'm not going to berate the guy for saying what he said, but you know he's going to have to prove it every single day for the whole year,
right?
And then you know what? He's going to have to come back next year and prove it again because that's the place that he put himself in. But listen, you can't not like what you just heard from Draymond Green. And so we go with it. Yeah. That's all we have. We got five games and look, this is a tough road trip they're going to have. And it'll give us a better measure of where they're at. But I think if they keep playing like this, they're gonna fall into wins,
man.
If they can continue to get this kind of effort from this many players over the course of this many games, maybe they do have some action. How much? I don't know. But there's just something about this team that I like.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's go to Scotty and Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about the Warriors. I'm excited about the Warriors this year. I know that we're kind of in a maybe rebuilding stage or a transitional stage from the dynasty, but to have all these young guys who are all performing well and playing together with the stars that we have is exciting basketball to watch. And the fact that we have all of these great three-point shooters on any one night, a Lindy Waters III or a Buddy Hield or Melton can put up 20 points, I think means that we can win enough games to probably be a sixth or seventh in the Western Division, which will get us into the playoffs. So I really like what I'm seeing. I think Kerr's doing an amazing job. And I'm actually hopeful for this year. I don't know that we're a championship team, but we're certainly a fun team to watch. And one of the things I think is we're showing other teams who don't have megastars a different way to play basketball. Just like Curry and the Splash Brothers showed all of the NBA how important three-point shooting was, I think Kerr and the team is showing other teams you can play 12 guys if you make the right decisions.
Yeah, I mean, and the one thing I will say is I don't know about any other team, but most teams can't play like this because their 10th man isn't as good as the Warriors' 10th mm-hmm. man. I mean, I'll agree. Okay, starting five, it's not the best in the league. But 1 through 11, 1 through 12, I mean, who's got more talent at the end of their bench? Right. I mean, I haven't looked at every roster in the league.
It's called depth, starting.
But I mean, let me.
The Celtics have it.
The Celtics have what? Depth?
Yeah, they got about nine. I'm just saying.
Only nine? Well, Warriors have 12.
Yeah, it might even be more than that. But I look at them as a team that's got a lot of guys that could contribute.
What does this mean from the 415 on the Comcast business text line? Hey, y'all, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe again, guru. What does that mean?
Last year's start, and you can't.
Oh, from Draymond.
No, for the Warriors.
No, I think the text is saying don't fall for.
Yes, and then I tell you, now you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Disagreeing. So let's just go with my premise.
No.
That it's for the Warriors' start.
Okay, 415
so
on the comp.
You think it's for Draymond?
I think it's for Draymond. Right, okay. I think he's saying
but
don't
fall for...
But did
we fall for anything last
well,
year?
You fall for it. You've fallen for Draymond.
No,
right.
Stop. Day-Day!
And Wiggins, too.
Yeah.
How? I don't know if...
He was 3 of 5, Dre, from 3 last night.
Dynamite.
Put some respect on his name.
Oh, gosh. Bonte had a number for me that... A record in Warriors... Record in games where Draymond hits 3 threes.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
I can't remember.
It's like 57-3 or something.
Hey, there you go. Let's go to. How about Joel in Berkeley wants to talk about Mike Dunleavy?
Uh-oh.
Early front runner for the executive of the year. What's up, Joel?
Hey, fellas, I'm super stoked that the Warriors are back.
Yeah, me too.
At the beginning of this season, I was like, man, if we could just make it to the sixth seed, I would be stoked like that. And then just like the last caller said, oh, they look like at least the sixth seed. I'm going to say, man, if we're not in the top four, I'm going to be disappointed because I think defense wins championships. But what I wanted to say is, and I'm not sure where all the credit goes, but if we had a horrible offseason, I'm sure where all the blame would lie, and that would be with Mike Dunleavy.
Right.
So I think that a couple of things happened. First of all, he knew what he was looking for, and he found it. And then he got the dudes that we needed, and that was great. And I am so stoked that we passed on George and Markkanen. But, man, the way these guys fit, what their skills, the Lindy Waters, yeah, he's a great three-point shooter, but you know what else he is? He's really committed to defense. He's got long arms, quick feet, and he's in your face, you know? And same with everybody. I mean, I didn't know Buddy Hield could play defense like that. I don't think anybody else did either. Maybe Buddy didn't know that.
Right.
But, man, you know, they're bought in and doing what needs to be done. And I credit to Mike Dunleavy and his team, or maybe he'd probably spread it around quite a bit, but I don't know who to spread it to. I'm giving it to him.
Yeah.
We got a GM. We got a GM, fellas, and I'm looking forward to drafting, and every offseason is going to be if they're all like this, the dynasty is back.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah.
See,
okay.
That's where the
all
original
right,
caller
all right, Joel.
From the cities. Hey, yeah, slow down. Don't print the playoff. Yeah, you know, I'm just slow down, Stone. We got to wait.
Your boy Steiny is excited about this team, too, but I am not going to use dynasty's back just yet.
And you were excited before you got the Curry gift.
I was excited when I saw the roster. Yeah.
No, I'm just having your back.
I like Anderson. I didn't know much about Hield.
You
I'm
like
gonna learn
Melton?
About Melton. So we'll see. I was talking to, I also didn't know Melton can play some point, apparently.
Well, he's got to get on the court now.
But see, that's the other thing. I mean, yeah, he's got to get on the court, but you don't have to rush him
right
back onto the court if he's not ready.
But I got PTSD just from a Bear sports fan. Haven't seen McCaffrey play football. Haven't seen, we're not going to see Ayuk finish, Hargrave. Then you go to the Warriors early on. Wiggins is out and the chef is out. I just want him back in Houston. We got a game Saturday.
Yeah, Draymond Green played Zion Williamson on Tuesday. What did Zion have that, like 29, 30?
30.
Still had, but he had 7 turnovers in that game. And then last night, Draymond did a great job on him. Zion only 5 for 20. And how did he contain Zion Williamson?
Just really taking on his force. I was telling him last night, man, he's gotten so much better. Way he's moving, he's finishing a lot better. You know, he missed some chippies tonight, but, you know, it's also a team effort. You need a lot of guys shrinking. But, you know, I wanted to bounce back. Last night I told him, like, he got the best of me last night. He gave me hell. And so I just wanted to bounce back and have a good defensive performance tonight. It's always fun game.
Wait, is that going to be on every?
Draymond. Sounds better now, though. It's always a fun game.
I'm just playing it.
No,
at the end.
But it's
oh,
the
gotcha.
Best.
Gotcha. No, I mean,
right now you got to love what you see. That's all.
Yeah.
And I want more in regard to I want everybody healthy.
Stop,
that's not reality.
Relax.
But that's all.
Chill out.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is they're 2-0 without Steph. And
wow. Good call.
That's.
Was a death blow last year or the year previous without him.
You got to feel good about where the Golden State Warriors are right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, how much do you believe in this team? Look, for the first 5, 10, 20 games, we're going to say, well, it's still early because it is. But you'd rather be 4-1 than 1-4,
all
obviously.
Day long.
And
all day.
And the way this team has turned or has gotten to 1-4, or I'm sorry, 4-1, is it's been noteworthy how it's done. Now, this is five games where they've used a lot of players.
Right.
And so far, so good. I forget who the initial caller was who kind of
said, slow your roll.
Said, slow the roll, and we'll see what happens when they start losing. But
I'll say this about a great start real quick. I know we're up against this, Sonny. What happened in 2022? And I know that was a different team, but the Warriors got off to an 18-2 start and set the tone on a magical championship season. I'm just saying, my point, Sonny, is good starts matter. And this team right now, I know it's five games. I mean, I don't think you could ask for much more.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.